And right now, time to check in and see what's going on in the growing areas with Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It looks like a fairly nice start to the day today. We do have some fog out there this morning. That's indicative of the warm-up that's going to be taking place across parts of the Midwest as we move forward through this weekend. We have a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity occurring out there as well. Some areas in Ohio and back into parts of southern Illinois reporting a little bit of rainfall. Hopefully we won't see a lot of that for a while, but we are going to have opportunities for some additional precipitation scattered around in parts of the Midwest for a while. These showers and storms that are occurring in the southeast part of the region here today are going to stay with us for a little while. We'll probably see a cluster of storms working their way along the Ohio River from the southeast corner of Illinois into southern Indiana here for the next few hours. Precipitation will continue to perpetuate itself further to the east into southern Ohio as we go through the middle of the day. Now, a lot of the precipitation will diminish as time moves along, but a few strong thunderstorms are still going to be possible in that little pool of thunderstorm activity. So we could still see some rain totals getting upwards to an inch in a few pockets there. Counties and parts of counties being impacted only. The majority of the Midwest is not going to be seeing much precipitation over this next 24 hours. Many other areas will see net drying conditions, and our temperatures will still be a little bit on the mild side for this time of the year, but definitely warmer than they have been. We'll be looking for the afternoon temperatures today to run mostly in the 70s across the eastern Midwest, with a few temperatures near 80 right at and south of the Ohio River. Everybody in the western Corn Belt will be already working their way up into the lower and a few middle 80s as we go through the afternoon today. Well, the warming trend will become a little bit more significant as we go deeper into the weekend, but before we can allow the warm air into the eastern parts of the Midwest, we'll have to allow for a warm front to develop and move from southwest to northeast through the region. That warm front, unfortunately, will produce some more rain and thunderstorm activity. We'll see that most significantly starting initially this evening and overnight tonight across parts of the western Corn Belt and portions of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, maybe a few areas in Missouri. And eventually, as we get into the day tomorrow, we'll see the precipitation becoming more consolidated along a frontal boundary that will run from the eastern part of the Dakotas and Minnesota into Illinois. And the front will continue to lift northeastward from there as we move from Saturday into Sunday. The rain totals along this frontal boundary are going to be quite varied, and some locations could come in reporting more than an inch of rain. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some 1 to 2 inch totals occurring in random locations. Right now, I would say the area most favored for that will be some pockets in eastern Iowa and parts of Illinois. As we move towards the first part of next week, the precipitation will become consolidated into the eastern parts of the Midwest from Ohio and Indiana back into Michigan and Wisconsin. And again, we'll see some locally heavy rainfall once again with some 1 to 2 inch amounts occurring in several locations. I do think that parts of Ohio will be among the wetter areas. And the temperatures, though, will be warming up significantly behind this warm front, and we'll likely see the temperature western Corn Belt working their way upwards to around the 90s. I think for the most part, we'll be seeing temperatures in the 90s to lower 100s occurring in many locations out there across the western Corn Belt. Right now, temperature extremes over 100 degrees may occur in South Dakota and point southward into portions of Kansas. In the meantime, we'll see temperatures running mostly middle and upper 90s between the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. That will take place as we move from Sunday into Monday and probably Tuesday as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.